Welcome to Palestine Today, a service on the International Middle East Media Center. I am EMC.org for Wednesday, August the 20th, 2008. The Israeli army troops invaded West Bank cities, kidnapping 8 civilians. Meanwhile, Ehud Barak orders closure of Gaza borders. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Hebron and launched a search campaign among houses, kidnapping the total of 7 civilians, among them a 12-year-old child. All the kidnapped were taken to unknown detention centers. The Israeli army often takes Palestinian prisoners without declaring reasons, and usually they are taken to detention centers inside proper Israel, which are inaccessible to Palestinians in violation of international law. Also in Hebron, a number of Israeli troops accompanied by military vehicles broke into 1FM, BBC and Freedom radio stations in the city. Troops detained employers and started ransacking the place, leaving drastic damages behind and confiscating a number of computers. In Jenin, a number of military vehicles invaded the city, centered in streets and shotgun fire at random. Troops searched and ransacked several houses, causing damages. Moreover, they kidnapped Ahmed Zayad, aged 22, and took him to an unknown detention camp. In addition, the Israeli army invaded Bethlehem, a nearby Al-Abadiyah village. Military vehicles drove through several streets, searched and ransacked houses, forcing civilians out of their homes. Also in Bethlehem, Israeli troops tried to invade a municipality in the nearby Al-Walaji village. Eyewitnesses said that troops tried to enter the municipality building by force, but the security guards stopped them, and as a result, clashes occurred between both sides. On a separate issue, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak ordered commercial and humanitarian crossings between Israel and the Gaza Strip closed on Wednesday morning after a homemade Palestinian shell was dropped at an Israeli territory on Tuesday night. The borders are to remain closed for 2 days, and on Thursday, Barak will decide on whether to keep it closed or reopen it again. The homemade shell landed in a field located nearby Sderot City. No injuries or material damages were reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Rula Shahman and Hassan Kassis.